Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. 9to5 Mac reports references in the code for iOS 14 Beta 2 refer to a function that lets iPhone users scan a QR code to make payments with Apple Pay. The feature does not work, but an image found in the code gave instructions on how to use it. QR codes could also be generated by the Wallet app. The feature is in the public system API, implying it will work with third-party apps. Qualcomm announced the Snapdragon 865 Plus chips. Plus versions of Snapdragon chips are usually higher clocked versions, often targeted at gaming. The 865 Plus is 10% faster with a 3.1 GHz CPU and a GPU estimated around 660 MHz. The Plus also adds FastConnect 6900, which brings peak speeds of 3.6 gigabits per second and Wi-Fi 6E support for expanded spectrum, which should make it work better in crowded areas. Lenovo and Asus will release products using the Snapdragon 865 Plus chips. Asus will unveil the Asus ROG Phone 3 using the new chip on July 22nd. Intel released specs for Thunderbolt 4. It has the same top speed as Thunderbolt 3, 40 gigabits per second, but can run at least two 4K displays, support PCIe data speed up to 32 gigabits per second, which is twice the previous. Thunderbolt 4 will use the USB-C connector and support USB 4 as well. Thunderbolt 4 also requires protection against direct memory attacks. Thunderbolt 4 controllers will ship to manufacturers later this year. Spotify launched a webpage called Soundtrack Your Workout that lets you design a playlist based on your preferences and the type of workout you're doing. 8 workout types include things like yoga, lifting, cardio, walking. Preferences involve selecting a vibe like Zen or I Need Motivation. Saying if you're working out alone or not is also an option, and you can choose genres of music and podcasts. Playlists can be up to 2 hours. Tinder announced it will begin testing video chat in its mobile app in select markets. Tinder matches who both opt in can try the video chat in Virginia, Illinois, Georgia, and Colorado in the United States, as well as in Brazil, Australia, Spain, Italy, France, Vietnam, Indonesia, South Korea, Taiwan, Thailand, Peru, and Chile. Samsung announced its next Galaxy Unpacked event will take place August 5th at 10 a.m. Eastern. Samsung is expected to announce new Note phones and possibly a follow-up to both the Galaxy Fold and Galaxy Flip. Civil rights experts Laura Murphy and Megan Cassace released an 89-page report on their independent audit of Facebook's practices and policies. The audit notes, quote, "This report outlines a number of positive and consequential steps that the company has taken, but at this point in history, the auditors are concerned that those gains could be obscured by the vexing and heartbreaking decisions Facebook has made that represent significant setbacks for civil rights," end quote. LinkedIn added a new feature to user profiles that lets you record a 10-second audio clip of how to pronounce your name. Recordings can be added through the Android and iOS apps and played back on mobile and desktop. Reuters reports the U.S. Federal Trade Commission and the U.S. Department of Justice are investigating allegations that TikTok has not fulfilled a February 2019 agreement to protect user privacy for children. In that agreement, TikTok promised to delete videos and personal information about users age 13 and younger, among many other promises. TikTok says it accommodates users younger than 13 in a limited app experience with additional safety and privacy protections. Finally, a job listing from Twitter indicates the company is building a subscription platform of some sort. The job listing says, quote, "We are a new team codenamed Griffin. We are building a subscription platform, one that can be reused by other teams in the future. This is a first for Twitter," end of the quote. The job listing does not suggest what kind of subscription service this would be. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.